Revision. Module 3. Exercise E. Page 98. Joining us today, we have Andrew Foster, who works as a conservationist at Corcovado National Park in Costa Rica. Andrew, first, can you tell us a little about the park and how you began working there?
Certainly. Well, the park was created in 1975 to protect one of the last remaining lowland rainforests in Central America. This rainforest provides an important habitat for many rare and endangered species in the area, such as the jaguar, which was actually the animal that first brought me to the area.
How so?
Well, 5 years ago, I was working as a journalist for a wildlife magazine, so I came to the park with a photographer to complete a piece on the jaguar. Immediately, I fell in love with the area and haven't left since.
You mentioned that the park was set up to protect the area. In what way was it under threat?
Well, initially the area was heavily affected by deforestation and pollution caused by gold mining. This was quickly made illegal with the establishment of the park. Nowadays we are faced with other problems, though, particularly poaching. We continually have wardens driving through the area looking out for hunters. But since the area is so large, it's very difficult to catch them all.
And how do locals respond to your work? I imagine they benefit a lot from the tourism the park attracts.
That's right, and in fact, it's one of the reasons why the park was set up in the first place. This tourism helps the local economy considerably, and also, of course, helps us raise the necessary money to keep the park running. You see, the park doesn't get a lot of government funding, so we're always looking for donations and volunteer staff to help us achieve our goals.
So, how exactly can our listeners make a contribution to the park?
Well, the best way to help is by adopting an animal that lives in the park. If you join an adoption scheme, we will send you regular updates with pictures of your sponsored animal. Also, we have items for purchase from our website. We sell both authentic Costa Rican handcrafts and cuddly animal toys that make great gifts for children.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Thank you for coming in to talk to us, Andrew.
You're welcome.